A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 28, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about price hikes in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, as usual, phone us directly at the following number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter mobile frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 1560 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about price hikes in Zimbabwe following the abandonment of the multiple currency system in the country a few days ago.
The majority of Zimbabweans say the prices are now out of reach, with workers struggling to make ends meet. Prices of all basic commodities, including mealie-meal, bread and others, have gone up. The price of a 2-liter bottle of cooking oil has been increased from $15 to $27, while that of a 2-kilogram bag of Mahatma rice went up from $18 to $57.
Some economists have criticized the Zimbabwe's government for abandoning the multiple currency system, saying the country is creeping back to the crippling historic hyperinflation period of 2008 that led to the abandonment of the Zimbabwe dollar in 2009.
But the government is blaming some businesses of price gouging. While prices of basic commodities are going up on a daily basis, the government has also introduced stringent regulations in the buying and selling of maize, restricting purchases of the staple food to the state-controlled grain marketing board.
Siyabona ukuthi le rice layo intengo yayo isikhuphukile isinkwa sikhuluma nje abantu abaningi bathi basayenelisi ukuthi basithenge xa sisigangela ke cooking oil i 2 liters siyabona ukuthi ikhuphuke intengo kusukela ku $15 yaya ku $27 kuzobuya ke i 2 kg ye Mahatma rice ikhuphuke intengo kusukela ku $18 siya ku $57 kuzobuya i 5 kg ye flour katesi sokuthiwa ke $76. So ke kukhanya ngazani ke abantu abaningi bathi lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi kusanda ukuthi kuthiwe akusasetshenziswa imali yakwamanye amazwe elizweni leZimbabwe. Sisetshenziswa kuphela emngceleni lapho ngabhadala khona i-customs duty kumbe nxa uthenga itikiti lendizamtshina. So abantu bathi kuzima kakhulu. Kuze buya ke uhulumende uphindile njalo uthi ke nxa uthenga ku-grain marketing board yikho kumele uthenge khona umumbu. Kodwa ungeke uthengisa uyabotshwa uyafela ejele sibili ngokweze khonokho. Kunjalo ke Blessing.
Wonke ukahama wadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya dzemitengo. Vakawanda munyika vari kuchema-chema kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kuramba ichiita chamuramba mhuru. Kunyange hazvo hurumende yakabvisa kushandiswa kwemari dzekunze dzinosanganisira dhora rekuAmerica, pula, rand nedzimwe. Ichitiyo ndo zviri kupa kuti mitengo yezvinhu ikwire zvakanyanyisa. Asi izvi kusvika pari zvino zvinenge zviri kukona ng'anga murapwa achida. Asi vehurumende vari kuti ivo chiri kukonzera kuti zvidaro inyaya yevemabhizimisi vari kuda kuita nhafu. Vakawanda vacho vachitengesa zvinhu nemitengo yakakurisa zvekuti nyange vakatenga mari kana pamusika mutema nekudhura kuri kuita zvinhu zvacho. Hurumende iri kuti hazvisi kufambirana, asi vemabhizimisi vari kuti aiwa mari ndo iri kuvaitira shoma. Nekudaro vakada kunotenga zvinhu kunze zvinenge zvichidhura, vopedzisira votengeserawo vanhu zvinhu zviri kudhura. Nekune rimwe divi, vashandi vari kuchema-chemawo kuti mari dzavo dzemihoro hadzisi kuwedzerwa sekukwira kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu. Nekudaro zvinhu zvavaomera, ndo nyaya yatira kuti tinge tichizeya nhasi. Uye manzwa hurumende ichiti vanhu havachabvumidzwe kungotengesa-tengesa chibage chaakuchifanira kutengeswa kuburikidza neGMB. Kunze kwekunge uine masagi mashanu ari pasi pemakirogramu anokwana kuitaiwo makumi mashanu kana kuti 50 kg, ndo chaunokwanisa kutakura. Asi chimwe chinofanira kunge chichitengeswa kugrain marketing board. Nekudaro makasununguka amawadiwa kuti mpinde muchirongwa tize kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei panyaya yemitengo. Gibbs.
Right now I think we are joined by two guests, Mr. Gilbert Muponda, who is an economist. Mr. Muponda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Blessing, and good evening, Zimbabwe. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We are also joined by Mr. Michael Ndiweni, who is the leader of informal traders. He's based in Bulawayo. Good evening, Mr. Ndiweni, and welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, Kicks. Good evening, viewers. I mean, or listeners, if I mean that way.
Yes, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with you, Mr. Muponda. Mr. Muponda, it appears things are not going as advertised. The government had said that the reason why prices were going up is because of the basket of currencies that the country was using. And as a result, it decided that what needs to be done is to ban all the foreign currencies and allow people to trade within our borders with only the Zimbabwe dollar. And so that prices will go down, but the opposite is happening. Why?
Well, Blessing, I think the starting point should be to look at how we ended up with multi-currencies and the RTGS and all these things that have been happening. I think for starters, we had hyperinflation up to 2009, mm-hmm. and then the Zimbabwe dollar then was demonetized, and then we adopted the multi-currency system to gain some level for price stability, which happened over the last 9 to 10 years. The prices indeed stabilized, and prices were under control, and the economy basically stabilized. However, when an economy stabilizes, it's not enough. You need the economy to grow as well. So you have to put in place other measures that allow the economy to grow. Hence, we started to have the currency reforms that started with the bond coins, then the bond notes, then the RTGS, and then the new currency that we have. These are reforms that are necessary for us to get some level of certain tools that a monetary policy statement should be able to have access to, so that you can control the economy using those tools. When you are using a foreign currency like we had before, you didn't have those tools. These tools, these are basic tools that are required for any modern economy. These tools include things like interest rates, mm-hmm. whereby if people deposit money, they can get high interest rates. If they borrow, they should be charged interest rates. Then also the bank, the Reserve Bank, can mop up liquidity. When there's too much money circulating, the Reserve Bank has got power to suck that liquidity so that they reduce money in circulation to manage the money that is chasing goods in the economy. Mm-hmm. So what has happened is that we have a new monetary situation in the country, and it has caused some instability in that people were not expecting it. People had a timeline. I think they were looking at 9 to 12 months. That's when they were hoping or thinking that a new currency would be introduced. But this was done sooner rather than later, because we had seen that there was a lot of speculation in terms of how the rate was now depreciating for no good reason at all. Okay. Other than that, people were speculating and piling up and stashing up U.S. dollars, such that people were just, when you got access to bond notes, you're buying U.S. dollars. Okay. For no other reason than just to save or to stash it. And it was important that the U.S. dollar is limited, its usage, towards imports, mm-hmm. not local goods. So what happened is just that you are not allowed to buy local goods using foreign currency, mm-hmm. but you can keep your currency for whatever reason you want it for, but you cannot just buy local goods. This is important in that we are generating about $5 billion U.S. dollars as a country in exports. Mm-hmm. And that money is now what we are using to import goods into the country and also to buy local goods. So there was an important decision to separate these two, such that only for local goods you can use local currency. If you are buying, say, something like, say, tomatoes that were grown in Chishawasha in Zimbabwe, there's no reason for you to use U.S. dollars. If you are a government worker working for the Zimbabwean government and you are in Zimbabwe, there's no reason for you to be paid in U.S. dollars. So this trend had to be corrected. The adjustment might be painful to swallow for now, but it is very necessary for the economy to do and go through these things. If you look at other expert economists, mm-hmm. from the IMF to the World Bank to the EU, everyone has said Zimbabwe is on the correct path. They've asked for further reforms, but the path we're going is the right direction. What matters is not the speed at which you are moving, it's the direction. The direction that the country has taken to liberalize the economy, liberalize its markets, which has been backed by introduction of an interbank market, whereby people, if you need foreign currency, if you're a traveler, you can go to your bureau of exchange and buy this currency at the going rate. If you have your own currency, you can sell it to your bank. This is what a normal economy should be like. We cannot allow the Reserve Bank to determine everything, to say you want foreign currency, you go to the Reserve Bank, as if the Reserve Bank generates foreign currency. It was not a good thing as well. So whilst people might find some fault in what is happening, this is necessary because now we are freeing the Reserve Bank from that burden or that monopoly it had over foreign currency. Because everything was going towards the Reserve Bank. Whether you want to buy medication, you want to buy fuel, you want to buy, you know, anything imported, all these foreign currency was being allocated by the Reserve Bank. But this has changed. Now, if you need foreign currency, then go to the interbank market.
Thank you, Mr. Mponda. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. Gibbs.
Now, let's go to Mr. Michael Njweni. Baba Njweni, siya kwamke lo kshelo wa.
Hey, Gibbs, unjani?
Nong, pili kakulu. Ye, akucho Baba Njweni, uzwilu wa Mponda, uya kuluma lapa, uza pendula. Ye, ngesikiwa briefly, ubesu kubeka nje, kumenge sindebele. So, ube, uchanga mafichana sibili kakulu. So, what do you think about the current situation in Zimbabwe? Is this new policy working in terms of the statutory instrument 142 of 2019?
This is a double, for me, I think it's a double-edged sword. And on the other hand, it has got a positive impact, particularly for traders that are trading locally and who don't cross border for us as CVTA. And on the other hand, for ICBTs, those who cross borders to get goods out of the country, it's a different story altogether. It has serious impact, serious ramifications. So I would say that to a larger extent, the policy to restore issue of currency is positive because we have been calling for that as a sector because our people have been struggling to even get money from the black market because the rates were ballooning and every day there was speculation. And also, even locally, for people to get goods for resale, prices are changing every day. So, to some extent, and I say to that extent, the move was a bit positive. But however, for people that are actually crossing borders to get goods out of the country, it's a serious problem because right now they're not able to get foreign currency because it has been banned. So people think that you cannot use the US dollar to buy goods or to exchange. The person wants to go to South Africa or any other country. Mm-hmm. So I would say that it's a very big problem now. So I think that. But what is needed now is to try and lobby the government to try and put in place mechanisms to restore confidence in the Zimbabwean dollar so that people are able to take the money and then use it. And then we can come in the event. So in Kabangu Timina, Utawa Lolo, kina besithi khona namele kulozi indaba yemali leyo ukuzama amasuthenga kuhle lokhali ngoba ama-rates wenja every day, ama-prices wenja every day, ukuthi umuntu can't budget now for the next day because ama-rates avuke ekhwelile. So abantu abacontrola i-foreign currency kade bebebadetect i-pays in terms of what we buy. But at the same time also, umuntu ongatholi i-foreign currency bekunzima ukuthi aphile ngoba i-pays i-detect abantu abathola i-foreign currency. But it's a serious impact for abantu abathenga izinto phandle abathengisayo njengathi abantu abazisebenzayo abantu abaningi esilabo behambe bethe izinto phandle belizwe. So besekunzima bekuzaba nzima ukuthi kathi sibathole i-foreign currency ukuthi bayethenga izinto phandle ngoba sukuthi baphile. So like I said, ngesikhiwa ngathi i-WA sword kunzima asikwazi ukuthi what is there for what is going to happen tomorrow. So this SI 142 created the uncertainties. Despite the fact that we had to address the currency issue, the problem is that right now abantu ba trust the currency yet ukuthi it will have value
sima khona lapho
yeah
sima khona lapho ke uma fichane sizo close lokhola lapha
rika editorium koma Gabriel rwadzisai makadi mkoma Gabriel
yosinda makadi komkoma Jonga.
Aiwa tirina ndimkoma Blessing na mkoma Gibbs vari panyanga nhasi tipe pfungwa dzenyu. Aiwa hapana chakaipa. Aiwa isu tirina ni.
Nyai ndari zvubindi chakai. Asi chiri kuitika pautinga miri nyika yedu havutsimedzei. Nokuti ukatarisa vana mponda vanenge vari kubhenefita. Nokuti zvaakutaurwa zvokuti kwakuchindozviswa mabhenefichei nechimidzi vakatoona kutoti nonho owei chete kuti vachitorera maus dora atanga tinawo mashoma asara nokuti tikatarisa pagnu yakaitwa nendpi maus mari dzese dzaadzaa kushanda ende dzaiwanikwa futi kumabhengi vati kubva pakangotorwa namukoma munangagwa vapurezidendi veda mari dzakabva dzashayikwa musistimu ukatarira kuti takaita genu 10 years back chingwa taichitenga ne 50 cents dora for $2 asi pakazopinda purezidendi vamunangagwa chingwa chakabva changoshuta kubva wiki ravakaitwa purezidendi chikasvika pa$2 $3 $4 nhasiuno hachizotongozikana chichiri pamari nokuti hachizi kutowanika saka taida kuti ava vangona vari kuratidza kuti muekonomi vatitsanangudzire kuti zvichafamba sei kuti tikunge munyako yatiri nokuti ava munangagwa vatikona chaizvo nokuti haizvizvizvi isusu tiri kuno kunze taakutotya kana kutumidzira hama dzedu mari nokuti hatizivi zvinofuma zvakarongwa mangwana masipeni nokuti unogona kungofuma uchinzwa kunzi mari yakatumidziraya hatakutongovapa mazimudhora ende zimudhora racho kubva parakaindodziswa vanhu vari kuti havasati varioni hatiuza kuti imari yakaindodziswa munewspaper here imari iri kushanda iri kupi sezvo ichinzi yakaindodziswa nehurumende ngavatiudzewo kuti mari iyoyo iri kuwanikwa kupi yakuwanikwa kuberudicheni isingawanike kubhengi inowanikwa kuberudicheni sei kubhengi kwacho nhasi ndo ndikaenda chida unotora mari kubhengi dinoishaya saka ngavatiudzei iri kuwanikwa kupi.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gabriel.
Ndatenda mukoma Blessing.
Regai titi vamuponda vapindure. Vamuponda pindurai tinzwe. Ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa namukoma Gabriel.
Ndasizwa. Mukoma Gabriel wataura mubvunzo chaiwo Joshua vari raiti pakuti pane yatingati information gaps ekuti I think Reserve Bank ne Ministry of Finance nehurumende pachezva vanofanira kuita inonzi iya information campaign iya yekusensitiza vanhu vachinyatsoudza vanhu kuti chii chakaitika zvakananga kupi iyaya yatinoti media blitz nekuti panofanira kunge paine information iri readily available yekuti ukapinda mubhengi mumachechi muzvikoro pese pangoungana vanhu mumakombi kana mumabhazi mumaairport pese pauri ngapawanikwa paine information iyo inonyatsoexplainira vanhu kuti chaitika chii ipapapa ndo pangangodaro pari kuti vanhu valose confidence ebit ndosaka maprona maprize achiita overreact kuti there's no justification yekuti mafuta anga achiita $10 abva aita $27 the next day hapana justification Blessing ipapo yekuti iri linked to the product kana to the market movement iyo tingangoti ifiye yakangobata vanhu kuti havasi kuziva kuti chii chaitika saka munhu auda kungokambura mari yaakwanisa yataa kuti profit hearing but driven by fear ipapo panenge pachiti vamutudi nawamanguza vanokurudzirwa ende ndotovakurudzirawo ivhi nevari muhurumende kuti ngapaitwe proper campaign ingangotora 3 to 6 months vanhu vachinyatsoudzwa vachipiwa maexplanations ari adequate kuti aiwa maus dollars amunenge matumirwa kubva kunze kubva kudiaspora unonovapiwa akadaro kuwese nyenyeno kwaunenge waenda hautorerwi nemunhu unonge watengesa kana wakuda iwe kuatengesa kubhengi kana kubureau of change saka ipapo painformation gap ndotaura zvishuwa iyo iripo asi yavapo kudaro vanhu ngavaregere kutanganwa kuti chingwa chavarichiita dollar for two angari two maus dollars haava kutaurai saka ukatarisa rate riko izvoso rate randaona kubhengi I think is about 7 or 8 kubhengi nhasi reus dollar asi chingwa chiri kuwanikwa ne$4 which is still 50 cents us dollars saka in us dollar terms zvinhu zvadzika price Blessing ipapo ndoda kuti vanhu vababatisise kuti currency yataka kudila nayo iyi it's not a US dollar saka zvinhu zvatodzika avo varoti kuti handi kupinda kwaita munangagwa zvinhu zvabva zvakwira mari dzatanga kushaika ipapo hapasi chokwadi nekuti ma bond notes nema bond coins aka introduceswa ne old government ya president Mugabe former president vamunangagwa vakatosvika zviripo ende ma movements avari kuita ndekutraya kukoreka zvinhu wekuri wekuita yatinoti reform yekugadzirisa kuti nyika ive inonzi nyika inofanira kunge ine mari yayo yakazvimirira amtiwa makaona nezuro chaya Botswana ikataura kuti government yeBotswana ichatambira maforeign currency dzimwe nyika ndo zvadziri kuita ndokuti nyika ikwanise kumanage ikonomi yayo yega hamukwanisi kumanage ikonomi muchishandisa mari yekunze asi chatoda kukurudzira hurumende pazvinofanira kuitika zvakare ndezvekuti Zimbabwe inofanira kugenerata inonzi foreign currency yega hatifani kungomira tichitrade mari iri muno iyoyo tofanira kuramba tichigenerata foreign currency pakuexporta zvinhu zvakawanda ngatigadzire zvimwe zvinhu muZimbabwe zvatotengeserawo nyika dzekunze kwete kuti izvozvo vanhu vanoimporta yogurt kana cheese izvozvo zvinomira zvakanaka ipapo nyika haifumuke zvekuti vanhu vari kuimporta chero mvura chero machira emboga zvo David Whitehead aya akungoimporta wabva kunze mari inowandwa nepressure inocollapse because inonzi balance of payment position yenyika inodeteriorate kana mukaramba muchingotenga zvekunze asi mabvana chamuri kutengesa saka paya patiri kutaura nezvane beneficiation nevalue addition yekuti patiri kutengesa platinum isina kugadzirwa kana goridhe risina kugadzirwa goridhe iroro ngarigadzirwe kuti iwe kana jewelry inotengeswa iti higher value madiamonds atiri kutengesa izi rough diamonds we should process them locally oitwa value addition zvokuti anenge akutengeswa nemutengo wakasumukira ndo zvatofanira kuti takutarisa beyond having our own currency because tikaita even our own currency isiri backed by exports currency iyo inenge iri weekend inoramba ichicollapse ichidepreciata saka tinofanira kunge takuita mamwe mamoves ekuencourage maexports things like horticulture yataimboita muzimbabwe zvokuti taexporta maruva achienda kunana england kunana holland zvinhu zvinofanira kukurudzirwa netobhako inofanira kuramba ichikurudzirwa kuti varimi ngavaramba vachirima vachipiwawo mutengo uri nani vachichengeta maus dollar vanenge vaenawo amwe izvo zvinoencourage kuti tirambe tichiexporta zvinhu ndo zvinofanira kunge zvichiitika nekuti ikangoita currency yega isina maexports anoibheka currency iyo inenge ichinetseka saka mazimbabwe ndo vatoti government inofanira kuexplaina zvakare kuti titori nemaexports atiri kuita tine platinum tine gold tine madiamonds and tine chrome netobhako yatiri kuexporta which is supporting the currency we need to export more
tinotenda vamuponda rambai zvenyu muri parunare Gibbs
yes lo baba ke umukandle efonini wotisiza kuti ubamukandle utini baba mukandle ungautshona njani
hayi ngiyaphila baba linjani
siyaphila mukandle ungaphi emhlabeni lapho
ngumukandle mugandle osebhinga
oh mugandle kunjani ebhinga
kuzima kubhururwana
indaba yokunyumba
zvinhu zvadhura mwezi makwayo maloko munhu wakona kuti tidzatikepo kuno
kunzima
kunzima usasevenze ngapa yazii zvinhu sezvakasezvatwanisa kumbe kangaki ngaki azii malei asingasaisevenzilei esinganzihlupa kuzosi yazisokuhlangene gonkele ulo mumbu wokuti asingasauhambisa kweminye imango tinangapa yazisitenga ngomumbu esitolo inkomo kate kavanye kuti sidinga iinkomo zokulimisa sokuti asingasahambisi umumbu yazisokunzima sokunzima wokuti sesikulala nezimbabwe
so ungavela uthenga umumbu uyawuthola njani njengoba sokuthiwa kumele uthwale i-50 kg kuphela so nxa uthwalele abanye ke kuzokumele lenzeni
ikho kungimangalisayo mina abazali bami abanye bakhathana lami kwabanye komunye uchief ngaphensenga esiyabhuwa so ngingasengisiyabanceda kumbe sengisiyadinga iinkomo yokuthi zame ukuzinceda ngilime so kuthiwa sengibotasengihamba lo mumbu wangkhona sengiswele ukuthi sokuyikuyini imali zangkhona lezi kade zisinceda ngazo amayusa kumbe amarandi ekade sisebenzisa ngawo vele lawo sokuthiwa sevaliwe futhi sisebenzise njani asisakwazi ogogo kade bephiwa imali lama-n g os kathesi kuthiwa sibehambauze behambe kumabhenki ebhenki ngapha ebhenki akula mabhenki okuthiwa sihambe ama-interbhenki wangkhona labo asilabo thina ngapha manje ogogo benze njani ngemali zangkhona sesiswele konke kuvele sokunzima ndoda
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu so konapho-ke singathi intengo okudume njani ezitolo sizokuthiwa kuzima sibili
khonokho kukhulu nabanye amathukela sabo-34 amakhukhele kubo-50-60 khonapho kunzima vele thina njengapha vele imali besingaselandaba besisebenza ngomumbu esikhathi esiningi
hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile kakhulu khona ngapho-ke ebhinga ungathi nalo kusasa ba
hayi ulungile
yeah so Blessing Likhola is saying that you know they used to use the rand the dollar and other currencies but he says they're no longer using it and now grandmothers and granddaddies they've got a problem he says they used to get money from NGOs And so they're supposed to get this US dollar and go to the banks. Since there are no banks around in certain areas in Pinga. So where should they go to change their kind of money? Mm-hmm. So he says that's a big bind.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we've got a caller or two.
Baba Ndlovu.
Ndlovu, connect to one. Baba Ndlovu, caller, connect to one, Baba.
Maybe
before we go to Undiweni, so see abantu ukuthi kulabo abantu abasilandelayo lapha ku Facebook uMazinyane Juma uthi lami ngona Dube kuzimo khona lapha ke ukhol ruler uthi umponda how can you generate foreign currency when there is so much corruption in Zimbabwe. Says that's impossible. Then uChuma uyaphinda futhi uthi umumbu uvalelweni kanti indaba singasozisukuselise ukuthwala umumbu wethu. So ke sikwela kuba undiweni babandiweni anti uzwele ngale bhinga kuthiwa ke xa abantu behola imali so abantu bayahola from ama NGOs kodwa phela kuthiwa kula mabank so yinkinga ngikhona ukuthi amabhenki akatshana izalukazi lamaxeku so kumele bedondolozele besiye amabank besiyakwenza khona kuthiwa i-interchange utshintsha imali kwi-intermarket khonapho. So ke wena ungathini ngakhonokho ke osokungani kubhekane la bantu?
Dube kunzima labalaleli kumbe mina ngokuthi ngicabanga inxa i-alternative engayenziwa ukuthi u-address that problem ukuthi abantu bebe emabhenki umuntu ebehlala ekhaya kithi umele agada ayegokpoint ayetshintsha leyo mali sokuthiwa nzima. I think in the interim maybe kungayenziwa uhlelo lwama-mobile kumbe exchange platforms ukuthi sakhamizi emaphandleni.
Mm-hmm.
So nanga nokuthi ngxenye to deal with the problem lay ukuthi bashintshe izimali landi khonoko okuthiwayo ngxenye kuyade ukuthi khona nakube le ndlela ezizokuthi abantu ba-access those facilities kuma-schools emakhaya. Otherwise so kubunzima kakhulu and I think also I agree ngizisebenze sibili nxa si-serious njengelizwe kumele ibe backed by ama-exports. Because angeke survive nxa ungala balance of payment. I agree that we need and enough foreign currency for the country. So I think that we should not forget the aspect yokuthi kumele si invest in industry. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi our industry is obsolete, equipment ekhona isifile, indala igugile, ngiyantolontolo, but kuyadinga ukuthi khona na sizame ukuthi siqalise kakutsha si-embrace kumbe sibambe i-technology kuma-industry okwenzela ukuthi siproduce si-exporte and sithole i-foreign currency. Izindlela le ayisoze yaphila, ngiyatsho ayisoze yaphila nxa yokuthi ayikho bhedi
ama-exports.
So ngiyakumelana nesiyekhulumileyo sithi
ye siyabonga kakhulu-ke ubambe khonapho. So he says there's need for exports, you know, in order to make sure that maybe the Zim dollar can float in a good way. But he's very skeptical about what is happening in rural Pinga and other places where there are no banks. He says maybe somebody can come out with an app, maybe a mobile exchange app or something like that, or some platform where people can just go to a growth point or maybe in a village and then start exchanging their money. And so he says it's a tough situation.
I think we have another caller.
Yes, Slobani Kumani, what is your good Slobani? Yeah, it's going to Slobani for it. Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello, Igan.
You're appearing for it, Gunjan.
Is
your appearing, Kumaloban?
Kumalo, Derek.
Yeah, Derek, I would you to Baba when I'm going to work with Konoko and Zagala with Zimbabwe, Konamanji. So, okay, now Sukanga, the civil winner in Tengo. Yempahla inganiqonga kumalisayo. So ke kumele kwenziweni ukuze abantu bagcine besenelisa ukuthenga impahla ejene.
Ngaphandle kokukhisa amabhondo nalawa kuphela kulokunye bangakwenza. Angokasebenzi phela amabhondo la.
So wena ubona zani kungcono kukhitshwe kufakweni manje?
Bona yena le imali abayikhokhe imali eyirisebenze khona.
Yena urhulumente uthi imali leyo yokathi siphambanisa into eziningi.
Hayi, epambanisa yona le yabo le engasebenzisi.
Mhm.
Epambanisa yona le.
So singathi wena wena kathesi unxa uthola imali useZimbabwe kanjo baba Derek.
Eh.
Nxa ungathola imali US dollar uyangaphi la?
Ah. Kade sasawa kuse kuyangazi kodwa iya divesi isebenza ngoyisebenza futhi.
Mhm. Kumbe uyagcina usuya kwa-hospitaleni kumbe ebhenki kumbe ngapha sikwazi phela
one bhenki bazithi sibophisa
o kuthi uyathi ungene ebhenki khonapho uhlubojwe hayi siyezwa kakhulu so wena ubona ngazani kuya phambili kumele kwenziweni una ngombono wakho mnumzana
hayi bona mele balungisise kathi amaminista anafona ahola mali
asingazi khonapho sizabuza no sibongile kakhulu Derek uwadila kusasa ba yeah so he says the problem with Zimbabwe is that it's not a question of you know phasing out the multiple currency system just bring it back
yeah
that's what works you know he says the pond throw it away that's it
let's go to I think we have another caller mkoma surprise magadi
Sipho makati ngwa blessing.
Aiwa tiripoti pe ofungwa dzenyu.
Ndaida kutaura ona baba anonzwa mupondawo.
Mhm.
Ndaida kutaura mamirira akaita hurumende yedu kuti hurumende yedu chayo iripo hachavimba nayo.
Mhm.
Nyaya iri kuitika ndeyekuti munoona kuti tiri kuti isusu tiri kunzi tapirwa mari mazim dollar handiti.
Mhm.
Ari kunzi apinda. Because you know, chinotipa guarantee yekuti mari iyoyo yakasimba uyezve inotisitsa kure chii chimwe chinhu zvakare ndechekuti tida kuzivawo kuti ko chino guarantee yedu iri papi pamari dzekunzi tikatumira mari dzedu kubva kusouth africa kuno kwatiri tichitumira kuzimbabwe tinodziwana mari dzedu ari ma US mutemo yavo iri kungochinja any minute inongorekana yachinja chote pa guarantee yekuti hazvichinje chingava chi nokuti zuro uno bondi chairo chairo rakanga rim system chinzi 1:1 asi rakaguma ronzi hari rongonzi hari 1:1 from nowhere saka iko zvino izvi chete pa guarantee chingambova chi
vamponda pindura itinzi
apa chiri kuita ndechekuti macurrency reforms ka e-process is not an event ndoba ndambotora paya kuti nyaya yekuzoti tishike patiri nhasi yakatangira kumabond coins tika explain kuti zvakafamba sei tikazosvika patiri asi chei chinoti muwe guaranteed for now ndechekuti izvozvo vanhu vatotumirwa mari kubva kunze varitotora ari maus dollars utopiwa iri currency yavatumira iri ukatotumira izvozvi kumaus dollars uri kusouth africa ari maranzi munhu wavatumira atopiwa mari iyoyo saka guarantee iyoyo iripo ndozvinotoitika hapana munhu ati atumira mari kunze achibva kunze akanzi munhu apuwa bond note iye atumirwa marandi aiwa asi kuitika izvozvo asi chechitatu blessing chandoda kuti vateereri vanyanye kubatisisa ka ndechekuti nyaya yemacurrency reforms iyi chinhu cheche chisingaitwe as an event yekuti chinongoitwa nhasi zobva zvanaka aiwa zvinhu zvinotora nguva zvichiitika muchiadjasta muchiadjasta kusvika masvika chi pamofanira kusvika Zimbabwe yagara ine yatinoti deficit yekuti kare kake tagara chinguwana inonzi balance of payment support from IMF World Bank and na Britain na America vachiti batira because Zimbabwe is never end enough currency inoenderana nechi nema import needs edu ndosaka tichida strategy inonzi import substitution vataka kuimporta zvanyanyisa blessing ukatarisa mota dzahapa road pe Zimbabwe dzakusvika close to 2 million and mota idzo dzinoda petrol inoimportwa handiti mota idzo dzacho dzakatoimportwa futi neforeign currency saka pane maadjustments anofanira kuitika kuti nyika yedu idzoke pabalanced position zviri kuitika izvi hazvizoti zvingangoblamwa on one person kana on zvinhu zvaitika over many years and tinawo maimports atatiita ari unnecessary blessing ukatarisa ndanchiona izvozvi Zimbabwe yaimporta mavegetables ari worth $8 million ma vegetables for that matter you know thing and we've got all this land saka ma policy issues atiri kuita anofanira kunge ari aineni yatinoti goal congruence yekuti targeta same specific goal atingati ma policy in piecemeal yekuti taita ichi uku tasirira saka these policies should be in one line such that ku agriculture tiri kupusha towards production of things that we can export where we've got markets. We need to build back our cattle head. You remember there that I am more exporter to EU, to China foreign currency. Maru, I am more exporter to EU, to China foreign currency. There are those things that we need to do. And these things, unfortunately, are hitting over a few weeks or months. It's not the macro is hitting. Like I'm asking, but Gatichari says the longer picture of it. That's why government is coming up with these measures. Now, when you come to the country, you can't get a mama to our app. Mukatasa instrument, Zaire, it's very clear. Zaire kutawara. It kutawara to no person or entity shall buy or acquire maize from any producer. Otherwise, not through the GMB. And there's no person, if you're not a farmer and you're not a producer, you're not allowed to sell maize to GMB. Zirukitika for this would be Chibagi, Chiri subsidized in Zimbabwe. So, GMB no kwasanga chitenga Chibagi from a producer at 900, and it is. Iyo chitenga sera kuna mila at 700. Saka ipa paruko avuito jezu kuti mila kana kuti mumwe munhu anoenda kutora chibage icho chaatenga kuGMB at 700 odzokesa chibage icho kuGMB at 900. It's just a measure to protect the masses because chibage chinoke chichi affordable to everyone. So this is a subsidized product. Once the product is subsidized, there are controls that you need to have. How are you going to have chibage icho unotengesa kuGMB when you are not a farmer? Unenge wachiwana kuti. This instrument is very clear, but it's now being scandalized from how I'm hearing to Facebook and other social media. So, even as a radio, it would be good the way you are going about to inform the people what is the measure actually saying. And if our government, you know, find out a campaign, a media campaign, to advertise such that it's not taken by those who paid for fake news, as if one or another is going to battle Chiba again, things like that. I feel it's repeating.
Ucingo lakhe soluqhumekile. So sibone ke ukuthi abantu bathini ke kuFacebook kona mpho sike sibalabale. Ababili abathathu ngeke ngibone ukuthi singabe silobani. I-network yalapha blessing ngani iyahlupha kulezi nsuku kodwa hayi ngiyabona ke uLungile Ndlovu uthi linjani balaleli. Ngilalele ngiseRutherford eJohannesburg. Hayi Long Austin uncube uthi useRutherford. Kuzobuya uLungile ke uthi hayi sisonke. Ngisemonze eZambia. Umtutuzi Ndlovu uthi ngicela imfoni lakho lamanje. Siza kuzama mfowethu noma kanjani. Kuzobuye ke uBhayana la uthi ngiyacela mfowethu uthi lemfonele. So kumbe siqhubeke siye phambili
mfowethu. But Mr. Mponda, is there a plan B for Minister Mthuli Ncube here? Because from what the people are saying, failure is an option. What if this fails?
There's an option, obviously, because he's also negotiating with the Paris Donor Conference and the IMF and the World Bank, and they've got the staff monitoring program already in progress. So some of these reforms already with the blessing of the big financial players like the World Bank and IMF, because we have IMF staff in Zimbabwe already. They're also advising the minister on what he's doing. So it's not really like the minister is doing as he pleases or as he wishes. No. The minister is consulting widely with other experts and other bodies who've got money and who've got capacity. It's people like the African Development Bank. So the minister has been doing these things after consulting and after considering the effects that it can have on the people that distances, which is an intervention to cushion the people from the effects of rising prices. Because this price adjustment, it's not in US dollars. It's a new currency that's being introduced. Hence, you're having this anomaly whereby it has moved drastically above. Ideally, when you are developing country like Zimbabwe, you need a currency, what you call a soft currency, a currency that is depreciating so that it gives you, it will be more. That will allow you to export more to earn more in your own currency. Even if you are, say, remitting money from the diaspora, you earn 100 US dollars. To someone who's in Zimbabwe, it shouldn't be equivalent to 100 US dollars. It should be something more to your local currency.
Okay, Mr. Mponda,
you achieve this by having a weaker currency. So that's why the minister is moving away from a hard currency, that's the US dollar. The US dollar is a reserve currency.
Thank you, Mr. Mponda.
For the world. So you cannot use that currency. It's too strong for this economy.
Okay, Mr. Mponda, we just want to quickly bring in our third guest, that is the ZCTU Secretary General, Mr. Japhet Moyo. Mr. Moyo, you heard what Mr. Mponda said there, that the government is consulting widely the IMF and other international lenders. But the question is, are they consulting Zimbabweans? Did they consult you before this statutory instrument, 142? Mr. Moyo?
Yes, I'm listening. They might be consulting the IMF, the World Bank, and other players, but I think locally there are some challenges. When we met on Wednesday, on the 26th, organized labor was very clear that they were not aware they were taken by surprise. Some applies with business, kind of the business. So even businesses in Zimbabwe were taken unaware. They were not consulted about this decision. Remember that Zimbabweans are very skeptical about the IMF and the World Bank. They presented for us in the 90s, and it destroyed jobs, closed companies. So it is very difficult to convince people that anything coming from the IMF at this stage will be able to salvage the situation. Zimbabweans believe that they need to be consulted on how they can be able to buy in to what government needs to implement. Unfortunately, government is not forthcoming.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It is former Zambian President Kenneth Kaunda who said that the IMF doesn't care whether you are suffering from malaria, a headache, or a broken leg. They still give you quinine.
Yeah. So now I think yes, let's call a lapage Mkwebo. Mkwebo, unja nkwen. Uyangizwa Mkwebo?
Yangizwa kahle kahle.
Yeah, unobona njani ukwenzakala Mkwebo?
Yeah, indaba le ingane yasinda. Iyasinda sibili ngendlela is the sense that currency reform le ekhulunywa ngobaba lo wabadinga babo Mponda. Ifana logatsha lesihlahla. Ugatsha lesihlahla nxa isihlahla esikhulu sakhona sivele singaphilanga kahle, ugatsha akula ngayo indlela esingaphila ngayo. Othi ngezinye indlela singabe silokhu sisicomba, comba, comba, comba ukuthi isalukazi ngethu singenza kahle sithoma izalo, kodwa isikhathi sesivele sisedlule. Engikubona kuqakathekile ukuthi asibuyeleni emuva silungisise isimo sahulumende lo esikhokhelayo. Uhulumende esikhokhelayo usetshengise ukungathembakali okwesikhathi eside kakhulu. Uthi nxa singakhangela sibuyela emva kancane, lisakhumbula kwakule khampani ethiwa ngumana Africa.
Ye, siyayikhumbula sibili. Yayilale team yebhola.
Imana Africa ukutshona kwayo yatshona ngenxa yokuthi yafaka imali yayo eningi in hard currency kumabhenki eZimbabwe. Bathi befuna ukuyisebenzisa bafica ukuthi yayisidliwe nguhulumende. Osokusenza ukuthi kungabi lo muntu olengqondo ezipheleleyo ovumayo ukuthi afake imali yakhe kuleli lizwe. Ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende kathembakali, engathembakali enjalo kuza kwenza ukuthi impilo yabantu ibe nzima kakhulu.
Ye, lokhu sakhona mnumzane. So I think Mkwebo's phone is a problem. But all what you're saying is that people must still remember what happened to funds that were used by the government. Still remember those funds that the government used.
Is actually being sued, not only by Mwana Africa. And you remember Rio Zim, of course, was also suing the government.
So he says, you know, at the end of the day, people must remember that. Because there are some companies who are still, you know, in distress because of that. And so he says, what type of a company can go today and invest in Zimbabwe and generate the much-needed exports that are being, you know, spoken about by Mponda? So he says, no. The problem is the government is not trusted, is not trustworthy at all. So how then do you push investment? How do you push exports and all those kind of things? He says it's impossible.
We have Mkoma Caleb Stole. Mkoma Caleb Stole, Magadi.
Baba
Aisu Tingotamba, Tipeo Fungwadze, Mkoma Caleb.
zvirutaura namukoma mbonda ndinozvinzwisisa vari kutaura but hapane rimwe way kuti government ingagadzirise zvinhu izvi vanhu vachikwanisa kutenga chingwa vakaguta tisingadhuri bekause tikatarisa zviri kuitika kaizvino maprizes kana uchitenga sugar on $21 pamunhu asiri kushanda ari kutengesa madomasi hazvitomboite because chirunguka chavari kutaura ichi sateji yegovernment iri kukumbira kuti igadzirise zvinhu izvi ka ruzhinji rwezimbabwe rakaguta then tikwanise kunzwisisa ari kuenda nekwavaroda kutiisa because ezvino govenment zvari kuita nevanhu vachona vari kuita maprizes kuti ngari hai hatizuziva kuti vari pamwe chete kana kuti taneta ngavaite zvimwe zvinhu zvinoita kuti zimbabwe tatambudzike nenzara nekunge vachiitenderedza because kana vachiti kuti vaende kumabanks watwati chachirungu ichi ngatiregeze mabanks izvi tiite zvekuitira kuti isusu tigute then ivo kana vachienda mumabanks vainge ivo vatigadzirirewo isusu tiwane zvakawanda zvekuitira kuti vabereki vedu isusu vakwanise kuwana tafu pamari dzatinenge tichitumira isusu ichibva kumaricho.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vasitole nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Mr. Caleb Stole there is saying our listener is that he understands everything that Mr. Mponda is saying, but he's saying his main concern is that people don't even have the basics. They cannot even afford bread. You know, so he says it's good to talk about those economic policies in English. But when people have something to eat, he says people will not understand if they cannot afford just the basics to survive on a day-to-day.
Before we get his reaction, let's go to Mr. Ndlovu. Ubaba Ndlovu, sekuweni. Baba Ndlovu, unjani lapho khona? Ndlovin, unjani? Yeah, uyasizwa Ndlovu.
Kodwa ngiyalizwa kakhulu.
Yeah, akutsho wena ukuthi ubona njani okwenzakala esibaba.
Mina ngiseni kahle kahle into le ngiphatha kabuhlungu ngoba manje ngiyadriver ngisendleleni ngifuna ukuya ekhaya. Stolo laphana kithi kuba topo ngile stolo and isitolo leso izinto ke ngizithenga ngapha eSouth Africa ngale khaya bekwazi ukuthi bathenge amarandi. So manje ngithenge ngoba bahle bavale vele ngoba akusasizi ukuthi bathenge ngale amadola ngizositoka kuphi mina uma bethenga ngale amadola lawaya.
Kade uthengisani ke Ndlovu?
Ngithengisa ngegrosali into ngezithathe nokudla zezi-fish oil ilokhu veli iflawa lamarayisi.
Manje suvalisile ukuthi hhayi akusasebenzi
kufuna bavale ngifike mina ngoba kusiza ukuthi bathenge amadola khona ngizositoka kangikuphi duke ngoba into lezele izitoka ngapha e-South Africa lelo dola lakhona ngiye ngikwazi ukuthi ngithenge ngalo ngapha e-South Africa. Ngiyiqede mese nginayo duke yabona
pho manje ungavala qhubeka baba. Qhubeka Ndlovu, ngulalele Ndlovu.
Ngithi ngiyavala duke ngoba kuyafana into ade ngiyenza bengilokuthi sometimes amadoda angapha egoli bakuukuthi kukhona bakufuna ngale esitolo sami ngithi babathuma abadala bayokuthatha khona bese bengibhadala mina ngapha ngikwazi ukuthi ngisitokhe izinto zami zibuyele zihambe ziye khona bethenga nangalo lelo dola lelo ekhaya kodwa isikhathi esiningi bengiphrishiya ini ukuthi bathenga amarandi ngoba ngisitokha ngapha so manje mali bethenga lani amadola ngizositokha ngaphi mina so ngikho ngithenga ngcono bavale kuyenzela ukuthi ngasakwazi ukuthi ngizani ngizositoka kanjani nedola labo le engakwazi ukuthenga kuphi mali.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu Ndlovu, ungadinwa kusasa baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga Dube, ngiyabonga.
Yes, siyabonga. So Mr. Ndlovu is a businessman in Matopo. He says he has ordered his employees to shut down the store because it has been placing orders in South Africa in rands and so now selling those items in Zimbabwe dollars won't make sense. He says at times what he used to do was he would stock his shop in Matopo and then ask people in South Africa to pay him in rands and then he would buy and sell, you know, that kind of a thing. So he says he was making good business, but now with the Zimbabwe dollars he can't do anything. So some people have lost their jobs. He is now shut down. He doesn't know what to do next. So he says this is really critical at this stage in Zimbabwe. So sibuyele kubaba uJafet Moyo. Baba Moyo, uyezwa lapha sibili ubaba uNdlovu bekhuluma sithi sevale lesitolo khona ngale matopo. pho izisebenzi vele ziphila njani?
Ah, kuba lobunzima lapha ke sike saboda eHarare namhlanje ekuseni. Sabona ukuthi ama-business amanengi bayesaba ukuthi ingxenye bangathathelwa ama-license. Abavalanga ke. Abakwenzileyo ke bakhweze intengo yokuthi lawo nxa uthi uyayikhangela kumbe ufuna uthengane imali yangkhona ayifanisi. Sibone ngani nayindlela yokuthi nje abantu asozebambe istophi yawo liyabe lihlala lokhu ikhangele ngokuthi imali yangkhona ayikwaniseki. So kulobunzima ke ebantwini ngokuthi impahla zikhona ke imali yangkhona ke esifunakala ke sibona abamabhizinisi ke abanqatshelwa ke kuphela ukuthi bekhweze
ifoni yakho ngazani sitshelela, so sizabuya kuwe baba moyo, sicela uchede ukwezethi sibuye kuwe back khona ngapho. So what Moyo was saying is that you know, they were just going around in Harare checking the prices and so forth. And then the business, just as usual, says businesses are open. But what they've done is they've increased prices of all commodities. So they don't want to shut down, because they are fearing that if they shut down, they'll lose their licenses. So instead, they're increasing prices so that their presence is seen by government. So he says the situation is really bad for workers. I guess you call
it. Tina Bama Vinze, Makadi. Vama Vinza.
No Farah, and the Farah one is on Chirunga. Mulana, now we are in the Pabut. One way, Zanwaya. You don't get a car with a Satina. One no got about what the man who are no gun in the which goes to be. Achasaka, Botor, and Gita, but there is a pretty escort. You look for South Africa. South Africa is good about Eskom, but we have got rich, but there is Eskom.
As Torengua, Rama Vinze. Vama Vinza, as Torengua, Pabwe Yaka Badara, Suturangua.
Ah, you are Panaba, Gimare, Kaiga Bunis, Papa Zibabu, but do that about Kaya Badar. Mulonoti Nikaito win a winning passiba Musa to Genik. Now, the rule that is that PFR would dredge as you would not ask you to election 2023. That is the reforms that would be able to take my election is a hard take. I'm not got any problem. Would be then I go to Torano and my wrong advisors. Would be so she changes. You can have difficult achieve. I'm not a boy and I'm an advisor, right? Again, we can have my assumption like this.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamavhinza, asi hatikurudzire hedu kuti titi pangazoita hondo. Tinenge chida kuti vanhu vataurirane. Ndo chirongwa chatinenge tichiita kuti sevana vemunhu mumwe chete. Zvinenge zvichida kuti vanhu vataurirane pasina bata murefu bata mupfupi. Todzoka kwamuri vamuponda, ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa navamavhinza. Vari kutaura kuti mataura kuti Zimbabwe ine zviwanikwa zvakati wandei. asi hazvisi kubatsira vanhu. Rimwe dambudziko nderekuti vamwe vanoti tikaenda kumarangi uko kunenge kune nyaya dzehori. Vamwe vochizotiwo tikatarisa mitemo yacho yezvicherwa iyi inenge yakanyorwa nguva yerodhisha. Mari yakawanda inoenda kumakambani kwete kuhurumende.
Ipapo blessing ndazva zvangu matauriro aita mumuteereri wapedzera kutaura uyo ari kuratidza kushushikana nekurwadziwa iko kuri kuitika muZimbabwe. Isu tese hatisi kufara nezviri kuitika kuti maprize ari kukwira every day. Hapana ari kufara nazvo kunze kwemunhu ari kuisa mari yacho muhomwe make. Zviri kurwadza muZimbabweni wese anoda nyika yake kuti maprize indavaramba kuvaramba achikwira kudai. Zvinhu zvaita nezuro zvakwira zvakwira sei, chichi hati zvikwire, mainput acho achinje here? Ndopatiri kutaura kuti pari kuita information gap chete yekungoti industry maybe nelabor vanofanira kunge vachidzoka futi patable. I know kuti a week ago vanga vaina president vachiita yatinoti tripartite talks, and I hope that forum icharamba ichiitika yekuti vatungamiri vevashandi nevashandirwi nehurumende vanogara pasi vachionesana kuti zvakadai zvakadai. Nyaya yecurrency iyi inyaya iri sensitive yekuti kazhinji haipiwe one warning yekuti mangwana chabva tadai nokuti vanhu vanenge vachitoti speculation. Ndosaka zvanga zvichingotaurwa kuti ichauya mari itsva, ichauya mari itsva, but date racho haribude reichozivikanwa nevamwe vashoma chete. Kuti even vari muZANU-PF vacho havatozvizivi date racho iro, rinozongosetwa kureserve bank nekuministry of finance vanozosarudza zuva rekuti mari yauya. Izvo zvinoitirwa kuprotecta integrity yenyika necurrency yacho. Saka zvatinoda kukurudzira pamamirira aita zvinhu ndeyekuti vanhu ngavaregere kubva vanyonoita hasha dziyedzie dziri personal dzachiratidzwa nemuteereri abva kutaura uyo. Ndekuti maitikiro ari kuita zvinhu nyika yako iri kugadzirika, asi hazvi kugadzirika at the rate of which pese tinoda. Tangativa kuti dai zvabva zvanaka nhasi, asi hazvigoneki. Maexports tinawo, asi chimwe chatataura ndechekuti tiri kuexporta pasina inonzi value addition. Yandingapai example yekuti motikari dzatinotenga kubva kuJapan pamwe dziri kugadzirwa nesimbi yabva muZimbabwe, asi iri simbi inobuda maybe $1,000 yakudzoka yamoto yakunzi $20,000. Ndo panimwe patiri kurasika kuti ngatiite beneficiation value addition kuti maexports edu akwirire. Instead of kuexporta iri forgedwa, ngatiexpose ari macigarettes aproceswa. Zvinova izvo zvinokwana nyika yawane mari yakati o tisaexporta raw diamond.
Alright, tinotenda vamuponda. Regai titore muteereri wekupedzisira.
Ye baba Mpofu, pose lokucina konapo ngove peli dlamuva. Nkosi baba Mpofu. Ye pose lako baba Mpofu ukoricinwe.
Ye ngikona wami.
Ye ngamafishane sibili sikhathi sesiphelile. Ye unibona njalo okwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Anako okwenzakala eZimbabwe kubuhlungu kakhulu.
Yeyi radio iyo ikatise kupambanisa. Siza kungenisa kuhlelo oluzayo isikhathi du mfanekaya. So kedwa next week sabe silayo ngeMonday. So ukhumbule usithumezele inombolo yakho kwenzela ukuthi sixoxe lawe. Sibongile Mpofu baba. Blessing, time is up.
Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, and we have to end it here. We want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Mike Ondiweni, informal traders leader, Mr. Gilbert Mponda, a businessman, and also the ZCTU Secretary General, Mr. Japhet Moyo. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.